Monitor Miniatures, news from the Federation family. 2026 NFB Youth Programs, NFB Bell Academy and STEM2U. Two photos appear on the page. Photo 1, the caption, "Two young STEM2U Arizona participants work diligently together on their project." Photo 2, the caption, "A group of Rhode Island Bell participants and mentors smile together on a field trip to the Kids Empire." The National Federation of the Blind is pleased to announce its 2026 youth programming through two signature initiatives, the NFB Bell Academy and NFB STEM2U. The NFB Bell Academy, Braille Enrichment for Literacy and Learning, is designed for blind and low-vision children and focuses on building strong foundational skills in Braille literacy, non-visual independence, and confidence. Through hands-on learning and positive blindness philosophy, students are encouraged to explore, learn, and grow alongside peers. NFB STEM2U brings hands-on science, technology, engineering, and math experiences directly to blind and low-vision students. These programs emphasize accessible experimentation, problem-solving, and exposure to STEM concepts and careers, demonstrating that blind students belong in STEM spaces. Programs will be offered in multiple locations during 2026. Learn more and find registration details on our website. Links are available at nfb.org/monitor-links. Elected. The National Federation of the Blind of Arizona's East Valley Chapter held their elections on January 17, 2026, and the following officers were elected to a one-year term. President, Megan Hamburghausen. First Vice President, Christopher Crawley. Second Vice President, Joe Sizemore. Secretary, Tony Saul. Treasurer, Heather Bowes. Board Position 1, Tina Saul. Board Position 2, Matt Mazek. Congratulations to these new leaders. In brief, notices and information in this section may be of interest to monitor readers. We are not responsible for the accuracy of the information. We have edited only for space and clarity. Blind Birders Birdathon goes global. The second annual Blind Birders Birdathon will be held May 3 and 4, 2026. Last year was our first experience of engaging birders from all over the United States who are blind and low vision. Participants agreed to listen for birds for at least 2 hours and turn in their birding lists to be part of an overall tally. This year, we have added a day so that people can choose which day to bird and therefore have more transportation options. We are also going global and welcome participants from all over the world. Also, we are having monthly informational gatherings to help prepare participants for the adventure. For more information or to register, you may go to birdability.org. You can also contact Donna Posant, Coordinator, Birding by Ear and Beyond, Environmental Interpretive Center, University of Michigan, Dearborn, at donnabutterfly50@gmail.com. Prizes will be awarded by a random drawing for those participants in the United States. You will receive notice of the wrap-up meeting after the event once you have registered on the BirdAbility website. Friends and family or interested individuals who are sighted may also register and volunteer to bird with someone or join with a group of blind birders. Help us make this year bigger and better and a wonderful opportunity for all of us to get outside and engage in the natural world. NFB Pledge. I pledge to participate actively in the efforts of the National Federation of the Blind to achieve equality, opportunity, and security for the blind, to support the policies and programs of the Federation, and to abide by its constitution.